and then understand what this stress means. Om Ajnat Virandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuronmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamaiham Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dinabandhau Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangirade Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanasute De Pranamami Haripriya Pancha Kalpatirubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare So, one of you can read the first paragraph. What is stress? Read out.
What is stress? The gap between what you, the gap
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. What is stress? The gap between what you are and what you are supposed to be by yourself, as you think of yourself and as others think about you, is called stress. It is basically identity crisis.
Very nice question, isn't it? Now, how many of you working as a marketing manager? Anybody into marketing? You're into marketing? Okay. Now, your boss, he says that the next month, your targets are to sell 10 lakh rupees worth of goods. What will happen to you? He'll be under stress, isn't it? So, you can only do 5 lakh rupees. But your boss says 10 lakhs. So, there is a gap. What is that gap? The gap between what you are or what you think of yourself as what you are and what your boss is seeing you as. Your boss is expecting 10 lakhs rupees of sales from you, whereas you think I can by myself do only 5 lakhs. Okay? So that gap between what? Between what you are and what people are seeing you as. So the gap between these two things, that is called stress. Now, you think that I can do 5 lakhs, but you can actually do only 3 lakhs. So then there is another stress between what you are intrinsically, basically, and what you think about yourself. Isn't it? So there is something between the gap between what you are and what you think of yourself, and there is a gap between what you are and what others think about you, and there's a gap between what you think about yourself and what others think about you. How many gaps are there? 3, isn't it? That is, you yourself are somebody and you look at yourself as somebody. That is one gap. And somebody is looking at you as somebody, and somebody is looking at you as you think about yourself. So in this way there are 3 gaps. To give you a more detailed example, there is a student. A student, he can get by himself, he can get 70%. But he thinks I should get 80%. And there is one more person, that is your father, your teacher, especially parents. They think that you should get 90%. So by yourself you can peacefully get 70. But you think that I should get. So that thinking puts you in a stressful condition. And the parents want you to get 90. So you have three identities here. Identity means, who am I? Number one is what I am, which even I don't know. Number two, what I think of myself. This is number two identity. Number three, what people thinking about you. That is the third identity. That creates a gap. So this gap is called stress. This gap is called stress. Now this gap actually creates an energy within you. What to speak of examinations? We spoke about marketing. We'll go down to something very, very practical which we see in our lives also. Very simple thing. Now you're going on the road. Alone you're peacefully going, happily walking on the road. Young boy is going on the road. Isn't it? He's not feeling any stress. He's peaceful. Now what happens? He takes a right turn. And there is a bus stop. There's a bus stop. In the bus stop, there are a few young ladies standing. Then what happens to this person? Can he walk freely as he was walking before? What does he do, this boy? He sees whether everything is proper or not, his hairstyle is proper or not. And then he walks perfectly. So what happened to him? So he was as he was before, but when somebody observed him, then there was a gap in identity. So he by himself is a monkey, but he had the stress of showing to the world that I'm a gentleman. Isn't it? So that gap is called what? That creates an energy. Isn't it? You cannot be peaceful. Srila Prabhupada says, nobody can be peaceful when they are near to two things. One is money, other is women. The moment you are close to them, the more closer to them, the more you are losing your peace. The more you are in anxiety. Isn't it? This boy was earlier peacefully going on, singing, going on. The moment he came, the energy was created. And energy made him do something which he would normally would not do. Isn't it? So this stress is an energy. It is such an energy. If you use it properly, it is advantageous for you. If you misuse it, then there is lot of disadvantage. It will be not of good profit. So, how many of you want to get rid of stress? Raise your hands. Okay. I'll give you an example. There's a small boy. Now he failed in the examination. Then now his father started shouting at him. You're useless, you're nonsense, and all these things started shouting at him, his father. Then this boy told his father, I'm going to get first rank. He studied very hard and did all the things. And next examinations, he could not get first rank, at least he got a third rank. Now tell me, how many of you want to get rid of stress? This boy, who failed in the examination, the father shouted at him, and he got stress, isn't it? Then what is the result of that stress? Was it good for him or not? Isn't it? So this is the wrong understanding that stress is harmful. Actually, you can never live without stress. Stress is an integral part of life. Because you are not a lone person in this world. Everybody is observing you, including yourself. Isn't it? Like morning when you dress up, you look yourself in the mirror, isn't it? So you are observing yourself. And not only that, there are many people who are observing you. So the world will never let you in peace. Neither you yourself will let yourself be in peace. I'll tell you a small story. Like young boys like you, I took once to a yoga retreat program. The first class was given to me, I should take the class. And instead of talking about big philosophy and all, I'll ask them, what do you want to do in life? Tell me what you want to do in life. One boy told me, I want to get admitted in the best of the engineering college. I told him, then, no, I will get distinction. Then, I'll go to America and do MS. And then, okay, I'll get a job in America. And then, not more, 5 years I'll work there, make a lot of money and come back to India. And then what is there? I'll buy a house for myself and then I'll get married. And told then, so then I'll have children. By the time I'll have so much of money, I'll do my business. Then, my idea is to have a farmhouse. So he told, yes, then you got your farmhouse. Then, okay, here are the farmhouse. So then, I have planned myself. After 50, no working. I'll go to the farmhouse and live peacefully. Then I told that boy that if I give you that peace, now itself, will you take it? No, I don't want it. If I give that peace, ultimately you want to get that peace only, no? So I'll give it to you now. I'll give you a farmhouse. I'll give you 2 times food to eat, whatever, 3 times, whatever you want to eat. And then be peaceful. And do some chanting and then be happy. No, I don't want that. So, this shows that how even we don't allow ourselves to be peaceful. What to speak of somebody else? Somebody told me, he is not allowing me to be peaceful. Then I told, he will allow you to be peaceful. Can you be peaceful? That's how our mind is so crazy. That we don't allow ourselves to be peaceful. We always invite stress onto ourselves. So that is why we cannot live without stress. Then what to do? Use it properly for benefit, isn't it? So in the second point, if somebody can read. Yeah, give it to somebody.
Stress is energy. Many of the people think stress is a disease, but actually it is energy created within the body and the mind of an individual for higher productivity, provided we have proper attitude towards it.
So, now many people think what? Stress is a disease. But it is not a disease. What it is? It is an energy. How many of you say money is bad? Money is good, isn't it? A father gives 500 rupees to his son. It's energy. Money is also energy, isn't it? It is some power. So he can use that 500 rupees for his textbooks and then get good marks. He can use the same 500 rupees to go to a movie and a hotel and then finish off it. He can use the same 500 rupees for drugs, cigarettes, alcohol. Isn't it? So, is there anything wrong with that money? Who is wrong? The person who is misusing. So, is there anything wrong with stress? Now, where is that wrong thing lying? It is my attitude. So, it is mentioned here that it is energy created within the body and the mind of an individual for higher productivity, provided we have proper attitude towards it. So, it is our attitude which matters. It is not the stress which matters. Without stress energy, you cannot do anything, isn't it? So, but the stress energy has to be used properly. Stress is not a negativity, but a positive sign. Stress is not an incapacity, but an active principle. Stress is not a liability, it is an investment. So many people have this idea that stress is what? It's a negativity, it's a negative thing. I'm completely stressed up, what to do? No. It is good that you are stressful. It's a positive sign. Stress is not an incapacity, it is a active principle. Stress is not a liability, but it's an investment, isn't it? So if somebody is giving you stress, don't be afraid. It has got lot, you can get benefit out of it. Isn't it? Go for the next point. Different kinds of stress.
Different kinds of stress. First, under stress. When the stress energy that is created is leading a person to depression and guilt in that situation, it is called under stress.
Bas. Now, stress energy is one. Depending on our attitude towards it, depending on the way we look at that stress energy, depending on that we have different kinds. Isn't it? It is one. Stress energy is one. But the way you look at it, depending on that you have different kinds of stress. Isn't it? Like, have you seen a diamond? Diamond is one. But somebody looking from this direction says blue color. Somebody from that direction says he says red color. So different people looking at the same diamond, they see it of different colors, isn't it? In the same way, this one energy called stress, which is perceived by different people in different ways, then it becomes different things. So the first perception of stress is under stress. So this thing is known as under stress. It is not under stress. Under hyphen stress. Now this stress is like this. A child has failed in the examination. Now the father, how he shouts, we all know very well. When you get less marks, how your father shouted at you? Isn't it? Father or mother, they shout at you, isn't it? Many of you must have not failed in examination, that have got less marks. Then how they shout? You think, you know, what is this? He's my father or what? And he goes to the extent of saying, I did a mistake of giving birth to you also. Every father says that to the child. Because his father also told him the same thing. It's not a new thing. So, and later on you will also tell to your son, if you have one. So, in this way, father is going on shouting, you're useless, in your brain there is only gobert, better go and take care of buffaloes, you're useless, nonsense, going on shouting. Whether it's father or your marketing manager, I'll fire you out of the job, you're useless, you're nonsense, you cannot do it, we're going to give you free salary to you. He shouts at you like anything. So fathers and marketing managers, they're all like same when you don't perform properly. You don't find much difference between them. So now he's shouting and then the child thinks, it is true, I'm useless, I'm better I just go and commit suicide. The father has created a stress energy. Now when that stress energy is perceived in a sense that how I'm useless, this is all true, then that becomes under stress. And your boss goes on shouting at you, you're useless, you're nonsense, you're idiot. Then he says, better I resign, what is the use? Then your mental state goes into depression. Depression means you start thinking I'm useless. Depression in essence is this thing. The moment you start thinking that I'm useless, that is the time when you go into depression. Isn't it? And you feel guilt that, you know, why I did all these things. So this is called different kinds of stress, that is under stress. In this under stress, a person is completely experiencing this stress energy overpowering him. And he just cannot tolerate this stress energy. Immediately goes up to distraction, starts crying. And he finds the whole world is so wonderful and I am the only useless person. And you see how people are so nice, I am not nice. They have so many things I don't have. He starts feeling like this. In this way, he goes to depression. So, you understood? Under stress means when the stress energy overpowers you, that you are not able to manage the stress to such an extent, you just by looking at the situation itself, you are afraid. Like many a times, you are a big scholar. But when you go to the interview, there are 4 or 5 people sitting in front of you. They will ask you a question, what is your name? You forget your name also at that time. He just asks you, what is your name? That's all. So the amount of stress which is created, it has overpowered you to such an extent, loss of memory happens. Your hands and legs start shivering. And if you're not shivering, then you'll be doing like this. Something like this. This is all tapakka depression cases. Because the stress energy, you're not able to manage to such an extent that it has overpowered you. Now, when four people are sitting, then they're giving a smile at you, and you are very nervous. And you are not able to answer questions even though you know them. So that is called what? Under stress. So when you are afraid of the situation, like a martial art game, sometimes a person is there. He wants to do the fight, wrestling or martial art. He says, okay. And he's very confident before. But once he goes into the arena, he looks at the opponent and immediately he runs away. He starts pursuing the chair itself. So much of fear, so much of depression. It is called under stress. It is all because of being afraid of the situation itself. Examination. As soon as examinations arose, maybe I am not prepared, what to do, maybe I will fail. So this time I will not give, next time I will give. Are whether you give this time and fail, or you don't give, both are failures, so why don't you give? That person doesn't think like that. I am going to fail, so I will not give. If you don't give, you are failure. If you give and also you will fail only. So why don't you give? That intelligence will not be there for that person. Why? Because the stress energy has completely overpowered his consciousness. Okay, read the second point.
Overstress. When the stress energy that is created is leading a person to hypertension and restlessness, that situation is called overstress.
Okay. When a person, when a stress energy is such, it makes a person go to hypertension. What is this hypertension? Hypertension means this thing. Restlessness, hypertension. In a martial art game, let me just tell a small point. What happens, this person who is about to fight with the opponent, he comes and he says, yeah, I'll fight with him, I'll do this thing. And he's doing the warm-up, jumping up and down, doing all this thing, I'll kick in like this. So he does the warm-up to such an extent, just the match is about to begin, he's already tired. He has done all the shots, all the punches, everything in the warm-up. Not a match. So that is called overstress. Overstress means you try to do something more than what you're supposed to do. That is called overstress. Now in the overstress, the situation is like this. I'll take the same example of the boy and the father. The boy got less marks. And the father starts shouting at him. Everybody experienced, isn't it? It is not a new thing. And experienced, experiencing, going to experience also. The fathers are going, blah, 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 you're useless, you're nonsense, that, blah. It goes like anything. Then the son says to the father, who are you to tell me all these things? I'm going. And he starts fighting with the father. And the father's tension is more increasing. His tension also increases. Both of them fight. And he goes out of the house also. So this is called overstress. Overstress is a stress when you become so hyperactive with the whole thing. You take the situation more than what is required. When your father is going blah 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 whole thing with you, you should understand this is the nature of father to do this thing, isn't it? So many times he did before. And after 3 days he's peaceful. And this time he's going to be peaceful. That he doesn't think. So who are you to tell me? He starts fighting with him. So this is called overstress. When the situation, we take it to such an extent that we want to control the situation, we don't understand the situation properly. Especially a person in overstress, when you ask him a question, what is your name? instead of telling what is his name, he'll tell everything except his name. He'll tell you, I'm from this place, my surname is this, I'm that. So many things he'll tell except his name. That is called overstress. If you ask him a small question, he'll tell everything except the answer. If you start talking to him in that conversation you will have every topic except the topic for which you have become firm. Of course, we'll be discussing about all these things, symptoms of speech, mind and body. But overstress is a situation where we get overexcited with the whole thing or a situation. Many a times, for example, what a party is there. Somebody is organizing the party. Generally, who organizes the party in any college or any place, they are the people who are hyperactive. They'll do that. And then 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, that is going to start, and they are there doing the last minute preparations, everything, and then they go to attend the party. They have to dress up themselves. They wear the dress and say, this is not good. Okay, I'll wear another one. This is not good. In this way, by the time they have come to the party, the time is over. They are ready for cleaning the whole thing. So these are people who are hyperactive. These hyperactive persons, they are overstressed. The situation of overstress is very dangerous. The symptoms of them we'll see later. And after that overstress, there's something called stable stress. These are all not different stresses. These are different states of stresses. So one stress, when it is stable, what is the meaning of stable? Stable means, have you ever seen old Hindi movies? Very old. Fight, when the hero and the villain fights, how do they fight? That is latest, Dishamishram is not dead. Hero and the villain fight. They hold each other's hand like this. And somebody goes like this. For half an hour they'll be going like this. So each one will be showing their teeth and eyes into each other. And nothing, no beating, nothing. No jumping up and down, nothing. Just holding the hands like this. Go this side and they go this side. That's all. So, and this is something called stable stress. In this situation of stable stress, you know that the stress energy is there and I am dealing with it. I am very much conscious of it. So, this is a state where when the stress energy is created, leading to a person just to manage the situation. And in that state of stable stress, though he is tired, everything, but he has not lost his mental balance. The stress energy which has come, he is really dealing with it. In depression case, what happens? The stress energy overpowers him. In hyperactiveness, what happens? This person becomes so excited and he is not able to deal with the energy. And in the state of stable stress, both are hand in hand. The stress energy which is created, that is going hand in hand with this person. Okay? Now, it is like this. Take the example of the same boy and the father. The father shouts at the boy because he got less marks. You're idiot, you're rascal, you're that, you're nonsense. And the boy is looking at the father. And the boy starts thinking, last time also he did the same thing. It is very normal for him to get overexcited. Let him be excited, I'll be peaceful. After 3 days, he'll be normal. He's an intelligent boy, isn't it? Anyhow, next time I'll not give an opportunity for him to shout. I'll do my best to get more marks. So, the boy knows that there is stress energy created by his father on him. But what is he doing? He is using his intelligence to justify, and then he is very peaceful. He is very stable in all the circumstances. So, somebody tells you, you are walking on the road and says, or you are traveling the train. Somebody for no reason comes and starts shouting at you. Now you can go to depression, or I start crying also. And you also get a nice, you can also fight with him. You can say, hey, these foolish people, they come and say so many things. Let me, I have got something higher to do in my life. And you can go away also. So, the same situation, when when it's experienced by different people, they react in different ways. Now, how well you manage depends on these factors. If you know that this is stress energy which is being created and I have to manage it in a stable way, then you will be stable. Otherwise, you will go to depression. Otherwise, you will be hyperactive. So, this shows that how it is stress management. This class is stress management. It is not stress removal. If you want to remove stress, get rid of stress, it is because you are in depression. It is like for a student who is trying to avoid the examination. Can he avoid? No, he cannot. He has to face it, isn't it? In the same way, the stress energy is there every second in our life. And it has to be faced. If you try to run away, that means you are in depression. So it is not stress removal. Many people, they say, oh, I want to get rid of my stress. It is because you are in depression. Now, here we are interested in stress management. Like money management, finance management. I'm a financial manager. Why you are a financial manager? Because there is some finance. If there is no finance, what management you will do? So, stress management means what? Managing stress. You can manage only when it is there. Isn't it? If you try to remove, finance manager is not one who, okay, I want to get rid of money. No. He doesn't want to get rid of money. The money is there. He uses the money for the best of the profit. Isn't it? In the same way, stress management means the stress energy is there. What I'll do? I'll use it for my profit. That is called management. Isn't it? What is the meaning of management? Whatever resources you have, from that you take out maximum output. That is called management. Isn't it? So, for us, the resource is what? Stress energy. So, that is a resource. And what we should do? Take maximum advantage out of it. That is called management. So, one of the classes I was talking about this to the management students. I told, if you are a finance manager, means you want to get maximum benefit of the available finances. Isn't it? That is called? In the same way, what is stress management? To take maximum advantage out of the available stress. What is personal manager? To take maximum benefit of the personal available. In the same way, what is stress management? To take maximum benefit of the stress available, isn't it? So, the more stress you are able to manage, the better you are a manager, isn't it? Anyhow, going further, we have productive stress. This productive stress is like this. When the stress energy that is created is leading a person to be more productive is called productive stress. Now, take the same example of the child and the father. The father is shouting at the child, you're useless, you're nonsense. The child is looking at him and laughing within himself. He is not laughing outside. Then his father gets angry, I'm shouting at you, you're not moved at all. Then the child tells the father, you're shouting so much. See, 2 months back, I asked you to give me a computer. At that time, you did not give me. And you are shouting at me when the results are coming. You are telling, my friend got more marks. His father got him a computer. What all stress the father has put on the child, what did the child do? He put it back to him. That is called what? Productive? Isn't it? Like in one company it happened like this. One marketing manager told me this thing after hearing this stress management. He quoted the same example. His boss started shouting at him. Because of less sales. Then he told, that you are shouting at me, very good, no problem. I'll give you more sense, everything. But what about the facilities which I asked for? So then you can take advantage of the stress energy which has been created onto you if you are able to manage it properly. That is called stress management. That is called protective stress. Now going further, we have one more thing called, that is pleasurable stress. This pleasurable stress is something more wonderful. You may say, how can stress be very pleasurable? I'll give you a simple thing. Lot of guests come to your house. Your mother is cooking so many people, serving for so many people. Is it not pleasure for her? Isn't it? So in our life also we see so many instances where there is so much of trouble, but that gives pleasure. How can trouble give pleasure? I should give a simple example, isn't it? Now, in the same way, we'll talk about pleasurable stress. This pleasurable stress is like this. When the stress energy that is created is giving pleasure to a person, it's called pleasurable stress. And for this, we cannot experience this in our state. We are all very in a very low level. But pleasurable stress can be experienced by only those who are self-realized. Those who are very advanced in self-realization, in spirituality, only they can experience this. This is not for ordinary people like us. Now, we can only take the example of Prabhupada. We have the picture of Prabhupada there. His divine grace, is Prabhupada's picture. He is the founder of our movement. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, His Divine Grace. So he was in America. He was in Bombay at that time. It was around 1972-73. In Germany, there's a Krishna consciousness spreading like wildfire. Everybody were taking up Krishna consciousness like anything. Every city in Germany had a temple. If not a temple, a farmhouse. If not a farmhouse, there would be a restaurant. And the Bhagavad Gita's were distributed every day. So many people were reading Bhagavad Gita's. And to such an extent, the German Senate, the German government, they were so afraid. What was the fear? That these Hare Krishnas are going to rule us. If the majority becomes the Hare Krishnas in the country, what will happen? And not only that, in the German army, the chiefs of the German army, they were also chanting Hare Krishna. It is truth. And the government, one day, overnight decision they took, if we allow these Hare Krishnas to preach Krishna consciousness, and they are going to capture the whole Germany. So, immediately they took a decision. We want to ban this Hare Krishna movement. And they brought the army which was deployed outside the country. So that inside the country, these army people were also chanting, they may show soft corner. And these people were going heavy and then closing the temples, shooting people, killing devotees. They are burning the godowns filled with Bhagavad Gita's and other literatures. Because they were doing a havoc. Just one night. And the leaders of the Krishna consciousness movement there, they came to Prabhupada. And then they started saying, Prabhupada, this is happening in Germany. Everything is gone. People are crying. And Prabhupada told, yes, what happened? Then one devotee told, Prabhupada, in the newspaper they are declaring, they have put headlines, these Hare Krishnas are thieves. And Prabhupada relaxed very nicely and gave a smile. Oh, very good. Then Prabhupada, they are saying that Hare Krishnas are thieves. We are getting a bad publicity of it. Then Prabhupada gave a smile and told, whether good publicity or bad publicity, publicity is publicity. Isn't it? Publicity is publicity. Then Lord Prabhupada, they are telling that we are thieves. Hare Krishnas are thieves. Newspaper headlines are there. So then Prabhupada told, I'm an old man. And I came to your country to make everybody chant Hare Krishna. I'm an old man, how many people can I make them chant Hare Krishna? Maybe 100, 200, maybe 1000. But just see these newspapers. They are making every German chant Hare Krishna every day in the morning. Every German is doing that. As soon as they open the paper, what are they seeing? Hare Krishna. And then, are thieves is there? Anyhow, that is material. Matter doesn't matter. That is what the reply given by Prabhupada. Somebody, what is your name? Huh? Somebody goes around in the panda and says, Pratish is useless person, he is idiot. You can smile? And to smile in that situation, one need to be so self-realized as this great personality. That is called pleasurable stress. How can we so one be pleasurable in stressful condition? You may stress stressful condition once or twice. As I have told before, stress is everywhere in all time, place and circumstances. You cannot avoid it. Even when you are sleeping, there is stress. What is that? Dreams. They don't allow you to sleep properly, isn't it? So, everywhere there is stress. So, every stressful situation is pleasure. So, always they are in pleasure. That is called self-realized soul. So, now we discussed about five kinds of stress. Number one is under stress, which leads a person to depression. The example is given that a martial art person is very much afraid of the fight itself. Number two is the second situation. He's over stress. He jumps up and down. He does the warm up to such an extent. Just about the fight is about to begin, all our energy is lost. That leads a person to hypertension. And the third kind of stress, what it is? Stable stress. That is, he's very much conscious that he's going hand in hand. He knows that I have to somehow manage it. He is very peaceful from outside, but internally he knows there is a tension. And protective stress. That is like a martial art game. Sometimes in black belt, this is what is taught. What happens is, the opponent, he comes with all the hoo-ha, and then he just comes and I want to punch him. This old man, like Shaolin person, is sitting. And he just takes his finger, just puts it one point on his body. Then he knows the points within the body to such a perfection, with the energy with which the opponent is coming, the whole energy will be given back to him. Just by touching, he'll tumble back. So that is what is predictive stress. Use the person like the father who goes, went blah, blah, blah onto the child. What did the child do? Are you telling, shouting everything? Remember 2 months back, I asked computer from you. You did not give. That is why this is there. You give computer, I'll give better marks than you. Isn't it? Of course, the pleasurable stress, it is completely beyond. Where at this stage, the opponent is no more an opponent, but a dancing doll in the hands. This stage, of stress is no more a stress. So, if somebody wants to get rid of stress, that is a stage when somebody is in the position of considering the stress as not a stress at all. It is taking pleasure out of it. Okay. Now, some effects of stress are there on the body, mind and speech. We'll just read it out. Everybody has to experience or goes through these situations in life so that one can understand what kind of what is the way I'm dealing with the stress and what is the particular kind of stress in which I am. Under stress, those who have got problems under the chest, bodily effects, stomachache, and especially stomachache because of indigestion and ulcers, constipation, you eat something doesn't get digested. And mind, at the mental level, depression and guilt, oh, always thinking I'm so useless, what is the use of my existence, I did so much, I want to go away, all these things, cries are all because of what? It is depression. And speech is indecisive. Indecisive means you ask them, what is the time, what do you want to do? No, I want to go. Then you say, okay, go. Then you say, no, I want to be here. So they completely undecided with the whole thing. This is called what? Depression. So they cannot decide. This is called under stress, indecisiveness. And overstress. What is overstress? Any things above the chest, that is heart problems. It's called cardiovascular diseases. And heartbeat increases. Blood pressure increases like anything. Severe headaches. Mind, at the level of mind, the symptoms of overstress is anxiety and restlessness. They cannot wait. You ask them to wait for peacefully sit down. No. Wait. Train is going to come in 1 hour. What they do? Go and see. Again, train has come or not. 1 hour, it will take. No? Peacefully sit. No. Will not sit. So this is called restlessness. Your results are going to come after 1 month. Okay, 1 month be peaceful. No. My results are going to come. Always in anxiety. And speech is incoherent and irrelevant. You ask them one thing, they answer for the other thing. You ask them what is the time, they tell, oh, what is the use of knowing the time anyhow? Well, time is there. They tell everything except the time. So even simple questions are not answered straightforward. So this is overstress. As well as stable stress, at the body level there is weakness of the body and bodily pains. So the body pains, if by the end of the day you are tired, that means you are under the level of stable stress. If night you are not able to sleep, it means overstress. And your whole day feeling sleepy, that means under stress. So the whole of our activities of our life can be measured according to the stress. Now the modern way of dealing with stress is not a real understanding of stress. What we are giving is the Vedic understanding of stress. Vedic understanding of stress is this what we are giving, what we are teaching now. See, it is so perfect that if somebody understands, you can really analyze our life and others' life also and come at least to the level of stable stress, where our speech is very thoughtful and very slow and mind becomes tired and weak. It's okay, no problem, but at least be stable, neither depression nor overexcited. Coming back again to the fourth point, that is productive stress, the body is always agile. Mind is always peaceful. And speech is conscious and it is decisive. Whatever he speaks, it is having a very powerful impact and is also very decisive, very profound. And there is no question of ah, ooh in between. Every sentence is perfect within itself. There is no any saying, oh no, I spoken like this. No, it's not like that. I'm sorry. Nothing does, it comes because he's very conscious about what he's speaking. And not only that, what he's speaking is very decisive. Pleasurable stress. In this level, the body is at its best. Mind is always happy. The speech is very soothing. That is why very advanced souls, when they speak, is very soothing to the heart. So this is all about what is stress and the different kinds of stress. And really how to manage it and all that we will be talking in the next page, which we have in the back page. Now we have reached the half time of our seminar. Any questions you can ask for better clarification of what is this stress, so that we can go to a further aspect. Any questions? We have the mic here. Any questions you can ask.
When someone goes into shell,
what kind of stress is there? Okay, we'll try to re-term the whole stress. It is not when someone goes to stress. Stress is always there. How you deal with it. That is how the different states of stress are there, isn't it? Now, give me an example. When you said that, when somebody goes into stress, what do you mean by that? Give an example. Shell. Use the mic.
He is an introvert actually.
He is an introvert, okay.
And he can't actually express himself.
Okay.
Somebody.
Nice question. Somebody is an introvert. Everybody has got their nature. Now, this introvert is asked to come on the stage and speak. Now, by himself is an introvert. Now, there are many audience who are looking at him. That creates a stress for him to perform. And there are, he himself is looking at him. So that is also creating an energy within him to perform. Okay, he is an introvert. Now he can go to under stress thinking, I am introvert, I am useless, everybody is so wonderful, and they ask me to speak, what do I do? He can go out. He can think like that and go to stress. He can sweat, sweating, everything comes. Now, he gets overexcited with the whole thing, I am an introvert, I know, but the point, I will try to speak and I should just show, at least if I am not able to speak, I will show that I can speak. He takes the mic and he does so many actions, he does more bodily actions than the lip movements. That is called overstress. Stable stress means he knows I am introvert, situation is very difficult. So, I will speak only those things which I really know. That is called what? Stable stress. That is not in confidence. Stable stress. I know I am this thing. So, he can take the mic. He knows the pressure. He knows I am introvert. He can tell that my name is this. I am by nature not a very good speaker. So, this is what I can speak and come back. No problem. That is called stable stress. And the same person, he can take it for advantage. The advantage is, so I was being asked to speak on this subject, but I don't know much about it. But I have a friend who knows better about it. Ask him to speak. What is it called? And to go to the pleasurable stress, you have to chant Hare Krishna and become a self-realized soul. That you cannot get it in this class. That for that you need to come tomorrow. And regularly be in touch with us. That thing is not the subject matter for our class at present. At least you can understand how to take advantage of all the stresses which comes in our life. So, any difficult situation not necessarily make you stressful if you are having the proper knowledge of this particular subject of stress. And it is not necessary that you are expert in a particular subject or particular thing. Very easy thing may also make put you under stress. Become overexcited with the whole thing. Then, even lose. Any more questions? No questions? I hope everybody understood that. Okay, then we'll go to the next. There's something called stressor. Something called stressor. Stressors means those things which create stress for us is called a stressor. Like, for example, he told, I'm introvert, etc., etc. The things which create stress unto us is called a stressor. Among the many, many kinds of stressors, the many, many things which create stress within us, there is one thing which is very dangerous, that is uncertainty. I hope everybody understands the word uncertainty. Uncertainty means what if and if only. Like, what if? What if the stock market comes down? What if there is Pandal is going to fall down? What if I have a heart attack? If only this would happen, then only that would happen. If this doesn't happen, then that would not happen. This is called what if and if only. So, this is called uncertainty. Why it is very dangerous, uncertainty? Because of this reason. Number one, uncertainty is a stressor number one. If you remove uncertainty principle from everybody's life, people will be very happy. But unfortunately, everybody is uncertain. Even they are certain about so many things, they are highly uncertain about their life itself. Isn't it? You are very sure you are going to get 1 crore rupees tomorrow. But are you sure you are going to live tomorrow, till tomorrow? Pakka kal 1 crore rupees mil raha hai. But are you sure you are going to live till tomorrow? So you may be certain about so many things in life, but you are highly uncertain whether I am going to live or not. That uncertainty will be definitely there. Anytime anything can happen, isn't it? Of course we forget anytime anything can happen. Oh, don't worry, be happy. Get drunk and don't worry, be happy. But the point is, how long are you going to be like that? It's not possible. So uncertainty is a common feature for all stresses. You take any stress, you get married. Isn't it? So many stresses come. What is the thing which is number one there? She should not leave me. That is always there. You should not leave me. This uncertainty is the number one principle. Next. It produces a devastating kind of stress. It's severely hampers bodily adaptive resources and resistance mechanism. So this bodily adaptive resources and resistance mechanism, it severely hampers them, this uncertainty. It is like this. For example, given that of a British medicos found the research that more people in outskirts of London suffered from ulcers and allied diseases than people from proper London during Second World War. So we'll talk about this. During Second World War, Germany was pouring bombs on UK, especially London. Like sometimes you find a lorry which is carrying a lot of apples. How, when you remove the side balls of the lorry, what will happen? All the apples fall down, isn't it? In the same way, the German aircrafts, bombers, they were flooding their air bombers with so many bombs. And they used to go on London city and they used to drop these bombs. Every day it's the same thing. And evening, as soon as the evening, all the city, London city, lights are off. There will be a siren and everybody would go down. That's what happens when the bomb siren comes. And you see, in the London city, people were so used to this bombing that they used to go underground in the bunkers. And in the bunkers, they used to play cards, they used to have music, they used to play around. And then now, after the aircrafts go away, another siren comes. And they used to come out and then say, "Oh, well, your building is gone. My building is okay. My house is okay. You come into my house. Oh, you see, my car, it's busted like this. Okay, you can use my car, no problem." That is how they were happy. Bomb blast has happened. And it's a common thing, isn't it? It's a common thing. It doesn't, even the bombing is nothing, it doesn't affect you. For example, what we experienced on 26 July, it is a common thing in many places. Especially in Bengal, every year there is flood. In Mayapur, it is flooded for at least 10-15 days every year. When the floods come, all the children, they say no school, very wonderful, they climb on the trees and just stay for a few days. Some people are staying in some huts and then they're doing tata for all the boards, and they expect the boards would come and give some khichdi for them. It's a happy time for them. And one day floods came here and it's big hangama. See, when you trouble is only a trouble when you're not used to it. Isn't it? For a person in Bombay, getting into a train is not a trouble. And for him, happiness is when he gets a seat in the train. Oh, I'm so happy today, I got a seat. That happened first when I came to Bombay. I joined. One boy, I told him, take me to Jew temple. I was not even knowing how to go to Jew temple from Mira Road. One of the youth boys took me to Jew temple. And it so happened that he took me, came into the train. And I sat and he also sat. Whole of our journey for half an hour or so, he was telling only one thing. Aaj train mein baithne ko mila. Aaj train mein baithne ko mila. He thought, how he is so happy just because getting a seat in the train. So the definition of happiness of people is so crazy. Train mein baithne ko mila, it's happiness. So, anyhow, coming back to your point. So in London, this was the situation during the Second World War. But after the whole World War got over, there was a medical research, team of medical scientists, they did, doctors did research. And they found in the city of London, they had lesser ulcers complaints than outside this, outskirts of London. Why? Very good. They were either understressed or overstressed. Especially you are understressed. Why? Bombing was happening in London. But outskirts of London, no bombing. Why people in outskirts of London had understress? They knew that bombs are not going to fall. Because every time the bomber goes, he should not fall here. Isn't it? So they were highly uncertain. Whereas in London, they were very much certain bomb is going to fall. Outskirts of London, they were not certain. They may, bomb may fall, may not fall. May fall, may not fall. In that thinking, may fall, may not fall. If it falls, what will happen? They were not prepared. Neither they were prepared, neither were certain. So, suppose for example, they had to go out of the house. May fall, may not fall. Somebody would say in the house, nothing happens, it is in London, go out. No? He goes out. And somebody says, if it falls, he comes back again. So this uncertainty, like you go to the railway station to pick up your parents coming from some faraway place. And now you go to the railway station, you will find train is indefinitely late. You go and ask inquiry. So, when is the train going on? Late. Kitna late? Likha hai na udhar? Kabhi bhi aa sakta hai. Ek ghanta to lagega na? Abhi bhi aa sakta hai, ek ghante bhi aa sakta hai, kal bhi aa sakta hai. Aur kabhi aa bhi nahi sakta hai. Pata nahi. You cannot even peacefully read a newspaper. Take a newspaper. Hey, come on. You cannot drink a glass of water peacefully. Isn't it? So that is how this uncertainty. You get a job. You're so happy to get a job. Wonderful. So wise. But after some time you'll come to know it's highly uncertain when they're going to kick me out. Isn't it? This uncertain place is more dangerous. Going further. So we'll go to the, not to the second one, the third point we'll see. As students on a study tour with prior knowledge of the exact date of examination did not fall sick. Whereas as students who didn't know fell sick during the tour. There's a group of students who went to a tour during the holidays. Earlier it so used to happen, there are holidays after the exams. Now, what they're doing? Their exams after the holidays. Just see. After the last day of the exam, no holidays. Now, to torture the students, what they do? They keep exams after the holidays. Because the children will study during the holidays. Now, most interesting is the holidays they give, and then tell the students, your examination is after the holidays. The children will say, when? Somewhere after the holidays. We told, na? It can be the first day after you come from the holidays, or it can be 1 week after, it can be after 1 month also. What will happen to the student, tell me? Complete devastated, because he is uncertain. He will think, let me enjoy the holidays. Anyhow, the exams will not be really first day. It will be after 1 week at least. 1 week I will study. Then he prepares to go for a holiday. Ho gaya toh, pehla din ho gaya toh. So this uncertainty is a very dangerous principle, isn't it? Okay. So that is why people fall sick. And those who knew the prior date of the examination, they did not fall sick, but who didn't knew that examination, they fall sick. So there are some tips, not tips, they are not solutions. Solution is different, tip is different. Like tip is like gives a relief from this kind of stressful situations. Solution is different. Like for example, you are sick. If you take rosin, it gives a relief from your temperature. But that is not the medicine, that is not the solution. The solution is your rest and your virus which has to be removed from the body. In the same way, these tips which are going to tell you, learn what to expect. Especially in uncertainty, we have to know, whenever a situation comes, you first, this is what I expect. First initialize that. For example, when you go to give examination, these are the things which I, this is what I expect, 50% marks I expect. Now this is the first thing which you have to initialize. The second is worst situation, okay. When the examination, next week exams are starting and you are not studied for it. Then you go to depression. Or you'll bring all the reference book, you'll study, work hard, you work hard for the whole week, examination started, and you go to the examination hall and you are already sick. Whole week you worked hard, huh? You got so overexcited with the whole thing. And if somebody is really intelligent, stable stress, what he'll consider? Worst come worse. What is going to happen if I'm going to fail, huh? So I'll prepare only this much what I can do. And if the examination, these questions come, I'll pass. Worst come worst, anyone fail, isn't it? So I'll face it. So worst situation. Of course, worst situation you cannot consider every time. But when the emergencies are there, you can consider this. One student told, any worst thing, I'm going to fail only. Now what is the problem? Not like that. In emergency. Time sampling. For everything, you keep a time. If you don't keep it, then the whole time will take you. The whole time goes in doing that. Going further. Okay, everything gone, completely lost, whole business lost, pauper ho gaya. Sit back. See, have a better perspective. Ho gaya na, ye saal gaya to jaane do. No problem. I'm living, I can do something else. This is called sit back and have a better perspective. So, we are relationship stresses because though you are expert in doing so many things, but you are not happy with your relationships with people around you, especially your loved ones, you cannot perform properly. So many a times these days, though people are so expert in different things, they are not able to do anything because of their relationship problems. So many people, especially one person was telling, I'm a very good manager. He's promoted as a manager very quickly and he is controlling 5,000 people. He told, I am able to control, manage 5,000 people. But when I come home, it's difficult for me to manage one son and one wife. He's managing 5,000 people. But one wife and one son, he's not able to manage. Personal manager. So 5,000 people listen to him. But his son is not listening. Wife acts as if she is listening. And exactly does the opposite. Just imagine how frustrated he is. And he is known as personal manager. Anyhow. So we'll not talk much about it because there's a huge seminar for it. How to cope up with people, identify your relationship with a particular person and act accordingly. Many times it so happens in life. We don't know who is who. In Bombay there's a big problem. I'll tell you what the problem is. Don't take it, but it's truth. Hey, why are you speaking from this stage like this? It's truth. My husband, wife, they go to office every day, come back at night. They only come to home at sleep, to sleep only. It's already 3 years since they got married. The wife is thinking, 3 years since we got married, the only Sunday they get, that is the day they have to clean their house, do all the household activities and sleep. No time for anything. Husband goes out to pay something here and there, society thing. My wife is thinking, you see, since 3 years he has not taken me out anywhere. He has not asked me how you are. He has not given any gift to me. You see my boss. Daily he asks me, how are you? Sometimes he takes me to a restaurant. Who is my husband? My boss or he? He is my husband. Husband, my boss is my husband. I don't know. Husband is thinking, it's already 3 years. I come home, I ask a glass of water. She said it's in the fridge. She has not given a glass of water in by her hands to me. Anytime I ask her to make this and cook, she says, let's go to hotel. She calls it and says, get it from the hotel. Just see my secretary. She's so nice. She takes care of my everything. Who is my wife? Is my wife my wife? Is my secretary my wife? The confusion. Isn't it? So, there's a big problem in Bombay. So that is why you identify your relationship with a particular person and act accordingly. Distinguish in personal and professional relationships. Remember, the person whom you are speaking to is also a person. The elaborate topic, we just mentioned it in short. These are only just a tips. These are tips for relief from situations of stressful situations, not solutions. The solution is this. The solution is personality development is a key to stress management, personal understanding values. Now we have personality development. Of course we have a personality development seminar, but we come down to this personality development based on values. There's something called based on qualities and other things. Values by time becomes actions, and actions by time become values. Now, it's a very important concept. Some people say, I want to do what I like to do. But if you want to develop, you should not do that. You should do what you are supposed to do. There are always two things. One is what you like to do. Other is what you are supposed to do. As a student, you may like to go to a movie, but you are supposed to study. So a progressive person, what he tries to do, though he doesn't like to do, he still does those things which are supposed to be done. Though he likes to do something, he doesn't do which are not supposed to be done. Getting the point? By doing so, the things which you don't like and which are actually good for you, you will start liking them. Gradually, at the same time, the things which you liked before and which are not actually beneficial for you, you start disliking them. This is called training to the mind. So there is no other solution to manage stress other than giving this kind of training. What is the training? The training is this. Though you like something, we don't do it because it is not beneficial for me. Though we don't like something, still we do it because it is beneficial for me. Now we are completely concentrating actions. By doing these actions, by time they become values. Values means you start liking what you are supposed to do and you start disliking what you are not supposed to do. Now our condition is what? Now We like those things which you are not supposed to do. And we don't like something which we are supposed to do. But in spite of this, we do those things which are supposed to be done even though we don't like. By doing that, over a period of time, what will happen? We'll start liking those things which we are supposed to do, and we start disliking those things which are not supposed to be done. So, in due course of time, we'll develop these qualities, we'll practice these qualities. Each quality is an explanation by itself. This we'll be doing in different seminars, which we'll be conducting in future for all of you. So, we request that it is like the stress management course is just introductory course only. It is not that 1.5 hour you attended and okay, now everything, I am able to manage stress very wonderfully. It is not like that. It's actually a lifetime effort. So I request all of you to give your names and registration to our Bhakre Prabhu Nivedita Mataji, so that we'll be in touch with you. And tomorrow we'll be giving you a hint. Not only a hint, a sutra, a formula, by which these things what is mentioned here are going to be a very important, you can inculcate practically in your life. So, I request all of you to come tomorrow also at the same time, that is at 3 o'clock. 3 to 5 we are going to have a seminar on art of mind control. That is the first step, because mind control means even though we don't like to do something, if it is good I will do. Mind control means even though if I like something, if it is not good I will not do. Isn't it? That we are going to learn tomorrow. And gradually, in future when we are going to meet at regular intervals, we will be learning these principles. Okay? Any questions? No questions. Very strange. Yeah. You have to give the paper back and give your names to Mother. Any questions? No questions.
Babuji,
yes.
What is this Arjuna?
We'll come to know. Arjuna means simplicity of the mind. Simplicity of the mind. There is simplicity at four levels. Just see. There is simplicity of three levels. That is body, mind and speech. Austerity, cleanliness, truthfulness, non-violence. All these things are there. All these things are mentioned in Sanskrit just to give a touch that it is not that, okay, stress management course is over. It is just a beginning. That at least you know what is stress. You will not be befooled by those stress management courses being spoken in different places. Okay. So how many of you are going to come tomorrow? 3 o'clock. Okay. Allah will come. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Yeah. Yeah, prasadam is there. Huh? No. Prasadam hall only prasad will be there. You can all take the names here itself and take them all to prasadam hall. You tell Bhavan Prabhu to arrange prasad. You will tell. Tell me. Yeah, I already told you. Okay? Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Yeah, take. Everybody give their names and then go. Name and phone number and then you can leave. And somebody want to talk to me personally, I am sitting here for a few minutes before the katha starts. Hare Krishna.